This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food Network Magazine, copyright 2026, Food Network Magazine, Inc. The name of this article is The Greatest Greens. The key to the best spring salad is picking the right greens for the job. Recipes by Young Song Ha, Steve Jackson, Kim Klatskin, and Amy Stevenson. Written by Becca Miller. Escarole. The bitter bite of this green really comes through in raw salads, so use a salty cheese and zesty dressing to balance it out. Use the tender inner leaves here. The tough outer leaves are better for soups and braises. The title of this recipe is Escarole Salad with Marcona Almonds and Lemon Dressing. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Fresh lemons, preserved lemon rind, honey, freshly ground pepper, extra virgin olive oil, 2 medium heads of escarole, tough leaves removed, salted Marcona almonds, kosher salt, and Garoxta, which is a Spanish goat's milk cheese, or manchego, rind removed. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon finely chopped preserved lemon rind, 1 tablespoon honey, freshly ground pepper, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 2 medium heads escarole, tough leaves removed, inner leaves torn into bite-sized pieces, 1/2 cup of chopped salted Marcona almonds, kosher salt, and 3 ounces of Garoxta, which is a Spanish goat's milk cheese, or manchego, rind removed. Step 1. Make the dressing. Whisk the lemon juice, preserved lemon rind, honey, and a generous grinding of pepper in a large serving bowl. Add the olive oil in a slow, steady stream while whisking to make a smooth dressing. Step 2. Add the escarole to the dressing and toss to coat. Add the almonds and season with salt and pepper. Shave the cheese over the salad using a vegetable peeler and toss. Arugula. If you like peppery greens, buy arugula by the bunch. The leaves are larger and more flavorful than baby arugula sold in packages. To offset the spice, pair the greens with something rich like speck, a cold-smoked Italian cured ham. This recipe is for arugula salad with asparagus, artichokes, and speck. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Kosher salt, 1 bunch jumbo asparagus, 2 bunches arugula, 1 head frisée, 4 medium radishes, 8 frozen artichoke heart halves, 3 ounces of Parmesan cheese, 2 tablespoons white balsamic vinegar, extra virgin olive oil, freshly ground pepper, 4 ounces very thinly sliced speck, aged balsamic vinegar or balsamic glaze for drizzling. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Kosher salt, 1 bunch jumbo asparagus, tough ends trimmed and stalks peeled, about 1 pound. 2 bunches arugula trimmed. 1 head frisée torn into bite-sized pieces. 4 medium radishes, very thinly sliced, preferably on a mandolin. 8 frozen artichoke heart halves thawed and sliced lengthwise, 3 ounces Parmesan cheese shredded on the large holes of a box grater or one heaping cup, 2 tablespoons white balsamic vinegar, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, freshly ground pepper, 4 ounces very thinly sliced speck, and aged balsamic vinegar or balsamic glaze for drizzling. Step 1. Bring a medium saucepan of salted water to a boil. Fill a medium bowl with ice water. Add the asparagus to the boiling water and cook until bright green and crisp tender, 2 to 3 minutes. Remove with tongs or a spider to the ice water. Once cool, remove the asparagus and pat dry with a paper towel. Step 2. Combine the arugula, frisée, asparagus, radishes, artichokes, and 2/3 of the Parmesan in a large mixing bowl. Drizzle with the white balsamic vinegar and olive oil. Season with salt and pepper and toss well. Transfer to a serving platter, spreading out the vegetables evenly. Step 3. Add the speck to the salad in small piles. Sprinkle with the remaining Parmesan and drizzle lightly with aged balsamic vinegar. Kale. This earthy green lends itself well to warm salads. Heat softens the sturdy leaves and makes them extra tender. To cut kale into ribbons, remove the stems, then roll up the leaves and thinly slice. This recipe is for kale, beet, and carrot salad with warm ginger curry vinaigrette. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Unsweetened coconut flakes, 3 small golden beets, about 12 ounces, extra virgin olive oil, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper, 2 large carrots, 2 medium bunches Tuscan kale, chopped fresh ginger, curry powder, unseasoned rice vinegar, and chopped dried apricots. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1/3 of a cup of unsweetened coconut flakes, 3 small golden beets, about 12 ounces, 1/3 of a cup plus 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil plus more for drizzling, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 2 large carrots, 2 medium bunches of Tuscan kale, stuffed stems removed and cut into half-inch ribbons, about 10 loosely packed cups, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh ginger, 1 teaspoon curry powder, 3 tablespoons unseasoned rice vinegar, and 1/2 a cup of chopped dried apricots. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Spread the coconut on a baking sheet and bake until golden around the edges, about 3 minutes. Remove to a bowl and let cool, reserving the baking sheet. Put the beets on a piece of foil and drizzle lightly with olive oil. Season with salt and pepper. Wrap the beets tightly in the foil and place on the baking sheet, leaving room for the carrots. Roast for 20 minutes. Meanwhile, cut the carrots on the diagonal. Rotate 90 degrees, then make another diagonal cut to make half-inch chunks. Repeat. Toss the carrots in a medium bowl with 1 tablespoon olive oil and season with salt and a few grinds of pepper. Add the carrots to the baking sheet with the beets and continue to roast until the beets and carrots are tender, 20 to 25 minutes more. Let the beets cool slightly, then peel and cut into half-inch chunks. Transfer the roasted vegetables to a serving bowl along with the kale. Step 3. Make the vinaigrette. Heat the remaining 1/3 cup olive oil in a small skillet over medium-low heat. Once the oil is hot, add the ginger and curry powder and cook until sizzling, about 30 seconds. Whisk in the rice vinegar, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt, and a few grinds of pepper. Add the dried apricots and heat through, about 30 seconds. Pour the warm vinaigrette over the salad and toss. Sprinkle with most of the toasted coconut, toss again, and season with salt and pepper. Top with the remaining coconut. Endive. Mix endive with a milder green like little gem lettuce to balance its sharp edge. Green endive is slightly sweeter than red, but both varieties will add a cool, crisp crunch to a salad. This recipe is for salad with endive, green beans, and walnut dressing. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Kosher salt, stale breadcrumbs, extra virgin olive oil, freshly ground pepper, walnut pieces, one small shallot, 8 ounces of thin green beans, red wine vinegar, Dijon mustard, honey, 3 small heads assorted young lettuces such as red oak or little gem, 2 heads of endive, 1 red, 1 green. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Kosher salt, 2 cups stale bread cubes, crusts removed, 4 teaspoons plus 1/3 cup of extra virgin olive oil, freshly ground pepper, 1/2 cup of walnut pieces, 1 small shallot thinly sliced into rounds separated into rings, 8 ounces of thin green beans trimmed, halved if long, 3 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon honey, 3 small heads assorted young lettuces such as red oak or little gem separated into leaves, and 2 heads of endive, 1 red, 1 green, separated into leaves. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper and bring a large saucepan of heavily salted water to a boil. Step 2. Pulse the bread in a blender to make coarse crumbs, 3 to 4 pulses. Transfer to one side of the baking sheet. Drizzle the crumbs with 4 teaspoons of olive oil and season with 1/4 teaspoon of salt and a few grinds of pepper. Toss to coat. Spread the walnuts on the other side of the baking sheet. Bake until the walnuts are lightly toasted, 8 to 10 minutes. Remove the walnuts from the baking sheet and set aside to cool slightly. Stir the breadcrumbs and continue baking until golden brown and crunchy, 5 to 7 more minutes. Step 3. Meanwhile, soak the shallot in a bowl of ice water for 15 minutes, then drain and pat dry with a paper towel. Add the green beans to the boiling salted water and cook until crisp tender, 1 to 3 minutes. Remove with tongs or a slotted spoon to a paper towel-lined plate and refrigerate until cooled. Step 4. Pulse the cooled walnuts in a blender until finely ground but not powdery, 3 to 4 pulses. Remove 1/4 cup and set aside. Make the dressing. Add the vinegar, 2 tablespoons of water, the mustard, honey, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1 few grinds of pepper to the remaining walnuts in the blender. Blend until mostly smooth and combined, stopping and scraping down the sides with a spatula as needed. With the blender running, add the remaining 1/3 cup of olive oil in a slow, steady stream. Blend until smooth and emulsified. Step 5. Combine the lettuces, endive, green beans, shallot, and reserved ground walnuts in a large mixing bowl. Scrape the dressing from the blender into the bowl and toss until evenly coated. Season with more salt and pepper if needed. Pile 1/2 the salad into a serving bowl or platter and sprinkle with 1/2 the toasted breadcrumbs. Top with the remaining salad and breadcrumbs. Butter lettuce. This mild, tender green should be paired with delicate ingredients like sunflower seeds and fresh herbs. Be careful not to overdress it. The leaves get soggy quickly. This recipe is for butter lettuce salad with strawberries and herbed buttermilk dressing. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Extra virgin olive oil, sunflower seeds, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper, 1 5-ounce package of garlic herb cheese spread such as Boursin, buttermilk, mayonnaise, champagne vinegar, fresh chives, fresh dill, fresh parsley, 2 heads butter or bib lettuce, larger leaves torn, and 2 cups whole and quartered strawberries. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 tablespoon plus 1/2 teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 cup of sunflower seeds, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 5-ounce package of garlic herb cheese spread such as Boursin, 1/4 cup of buttermilk, 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise, 2 teaspoons of champagne vinegar, 1/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon roughly chopped fresh chives, 1/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon roughly chopped fresh dill, 1/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon roughly chopped fresh parsley, 2 heads butter or bib lettuce, larger leaves torn, and 2 cups whole and quartered strawberries. Step 1. Heat 1/2 teaspoon of olive oil in a small skillet over medium heat. Add the sunflower seeds and cook, stirring, until golden brown, about 3 minutes. Remove from the heat and season with salt and pepper. Transfer to a plate to cool completely. Step 2. Make the dressing. Combine 1/2 of the cheese, the buttermilk, mayonnaise, vinegar, 1 tablespoon each of the chives, dill, and parsley, the remaining 1 tablespoon olive oil, and 2 teaspoons water in a blender. Blend until smooth and season with a pinch each of salt and pepper. Step 3. Crumble the remaining cheese and set aside. Put the lettuce in a large mixing bowl and add 1/2 of the sunflower seeds, the remaining 1/4 cup each chopped herbs, and 2/3 of the strawberries. Drizzle with about 2/3 of the dressing and gently toss to coat. Transfer to a serving bowl or platter and top with the remaining strawberries, sunflower seeds, the crumbled cheese, and more dressing. This next article is titled, The Roast with the Most, Ina Garten's Classic Roast Chicken is a Game Changer. Is there anything more comforting for dinner than a simple roast chicken? Years ago, I met some young women who worked at Glamour magazine, and they told me that they call my roast chicken engagement chicken because whenever one of them made it for a boyfriend, they were engaged a week later. Now that's a powerful chicken. The good news is that it's also the easiest dinner to prepare. The vegetables cook right in the pan juices, and I change them to suit the season. In winter, I may cook the chicken with potatoes and onions, but in spring, it's so flavorful with baby carrots and asparagus. I think everyone should know how to roast a chicken. If it doesn't change your life, at least you'll have a delicious dinner. Ina. This recipe is for roast chicken with spring vegetables. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 4-pound whole chicken, kosher salt, and freshly ground black pepper, 1 lemon, 6 sprigs fresh thyme, 6 sprigs fresh rosemary, unsalted butter, 1/2 pound of heirloom baby carrots, 1 pound of Yukon Gold potatoes scrubbed, 1 large yellow onion, 8 garlic cloves, good olive oil, and 12 to 14 asparagus. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 4-pound whole chicken, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 1 lemon quartered, 6 sprigs of fresh thyme divided, 6 sprigs of fresh rosemary divided, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, melted, 1/2 pound heirloom baby carrots scrubbed, 12 to 14, 1 pound Yukon Gold potatoes, scrubbed, 1 inch diced, 1 large yellow onion cut into 8 wedges through the stem, 8 garlic cloves unpeeled, good olive oil, and 12 to 14 asparagus, woody ends removed, cut diagonally in 2-inch pieces. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees. Step 2. Pat the chicken dry with paper towels and place it in a large 13 by 16-inch roasting pan. Sprinkle the cavity generously with salt and place the lemon, 2 sprigs of thyme, and 2 sprigs of rosemary in the cavity. Tie the legs together with kitchen string and tuck the wings under the body. Brush the outside with the butter and sprinkle generously with salt and pepper. Step 3. In a large bowl, combine the carrots, potatoes, onion, garlic, 1/3 cup of olive oil, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Transfer the vegetables to the pan with the chicken and place the remaining sprigs of thyme and rosemary on the vegetables. Step 4. Roast for 20 minutes, then reduce the heat to 350 and roast for 40 to 50 minutes, tossing the vegetables in the pan juices from time to time. Roast until an instant read thermometer reads 165 degrees in the breast and 175 in the thigh. Leaving the oven on, transfer the chicken to a carving board. Cover it loosely with aluminum foil and allow to rest for 12 to 15 minutes. Step 5. Meanwhile, add the asparagus to the pan, tossing them with the other vegetables. Roast for 10 to 12 minutes until the asparagus are crisp tender. Discard the herb branches, carve the chicken, and serve with vegetables and pan juices. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.